Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Anita Marks. Joining us today is DB Stevie Brown in studio. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
So it's been, I know you haven't been in the league very long, but this is the fourth team, the Giants, that you've played for. So what is it like being a Giant?
It's good, you know, especially coming here off the year they had last year, winning the Super Bowl and everything like that, and it's just a great organization, it's a great team, great people here, so I'm loving everything about it.
I know when you came in, you guys were up in Albany in training camp. It was somewhat of a competition for you. Talk about that journey, and then, of course, now the success you're having on the field.
We got up to Albany. There was Chris Horton, Will Hill, my man JoJo, and everything like that. You know, we're all kind of battling for two positions. Oh, and Sash as well. Don't leave out Sash.
Can't leave Sash out.
Yeah, definitely can't leave him out. That's my guy. You know, we're all kind of battling for two spots and everything. And, you know, so everybody was playing well. People were having mistakes, everything like that. You know, it's kind of up and down. Coaches never really led on to who they kind of liked or who was kind of winning the battle at all. So it was definitely one of those things where we're just... It was always up in the air, and you know, I was just trying to go out there every single day and just prove that I could make it. And then once I was active on the 53, you know, my role at that time was just kind of special teams, and you know, I was doing that to the best of my ability. And then the Carolina game, whenever Antrell got taken out by the cameraman, was first time I got to get on the field for defense, and it was a little successful for me. And then,
to say the least, that's an understatement.
Yeah. And then, you know, coming out the very next week, unfortunately, Kenny went down with maybe into the game, five or six plays into the game like that. And then I had to fill in from there. And since then, it's just been great. You know, just being able back there, working with Trail on the field, working with Antrell and Kenny off the field, and just being able to play with the defense and everything so far has gone well.
Well, let's talk about how much success you have and the number of turnovers you've had. Besides your play and your athleticism, is it a result of the scheme that Perry Fuel kind of executes? What is the biggest reason why you guys have so many turnovers in your success?
I mean, I think that's definitely something that we talk about on a daily basis, you know. For us as a defense, our goal is always to get the ball back to the offense, and the quickest way is a turnover. So, you know, that's what we're out there trying to do. You know, if someone does happen to catch the ball, you know, we're coming out there, we're trying to get it away from them. And if the ball's up in the air, you know, it's thought of as our ball. You know, until the receiver actually catches it, it's our ball.
I know that phrase that we hear a lot in football, it starts, begins and ends in the trenches. When you look at that defensive line that you play with, how much success do you guys, you feel you have as a secondary based on the pressure that they really get on a quarterback?
You know, if they're playing well, we get to play well. If they're getting to the quarterback right now, it means the ball has to come out right now. So, you know, you don't have to stay in coverage as long. And whenever the ball is coming out right now, sometimes it's inverted throws. Either they're throwing high, they're throwing low, they get tipped, everything like that, and those all lead to plays for us.
We want to remind folks, we welcome your phone calls. This is your opportunity to call into the show and talk to Stevie Brown. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. Tell me about Dave Merritt, your DB coach.
You know, he's a good guy. He's a good, honest guy. He's going to stay on you. He's going to correct you every play. You know, he's never one who's just going to sit back and let little things go by. You know, if you take on the block wrong with the wrong shoulder, but you happen to make the play, he's going to say, well, you made the play, but this is what you can do better to make the play better and easier for you. And, you know, I welcome it.
And a little bit earlier, you talked about Antrel Roll and Kenny Phillips. What is it playing with that tandem? Of course, they both went to the University of Miami. They've been friends for a very long time.
Yeah.
How have you gelled in with that unit?
I think I fit in pretty well with them. You know, they're both good guys, definitely both willing to help me. And, you know, just talking to Trent whenever I'm on the field and when I'm off the field, you know, he's been around for a while. You know, he's a vet, so he knows he's played a lot of football and he knows a lot of football. And just talking to him, he's a good guy. You know, he helps me out with little things and he tells me to look for certain things when I'm on the field and everything like that. And Kenny's the same way, you know, in the meeting room, he's always looking at me and helping me out with a few things and, you know, just talking to me, telling me to master my craft when I'm out there. And just, he's helping me with the little things as well.
Just out of curiosity, you went to Michigan, and I know you played a little linebacker at Michigan as well.
Yeah.
Does that help you at all in regard to Perry Fuel's system and his scheme, the way he likes to use the safeties and whatnot? Does that help you at all, the fact that you've played the linebacker position?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, if I can get in the box, I know what's expected in the box. You know, I'm not going to get down there and be surprised when a big lineman comes running through at me and everything. You know, I've been down there for a year. I know what to expect, and it also helps with my drops in the coverage as well, since I understand the back end part of it definitely now. Being on the front end of the coverage aspect also helps me.
Oh, let's talk about what's been going on. Your previous opponents, unfortunately, the secondary has been giving up a lot of yardage. And A.J. Green, wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, came out and said the Giants' defense has a lot of holes. What is wrong with this defense, and how are you guys correcting it this week?
I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with it. You know, we happen to have a bad play here or there. You know, that's normal. You know, we're all human out here. We're not going to be 100% perfect all the time. And if something bad happens, you know, it happens, but we always come back together, we get it corrected, and we just keep going out there, we keep fighting, we stay optimistic.
Again, he's Stevie Brown, I'm Anita Marks, and we welcome your phone calls, 201-939-4513. More to come here on Big Blue Hits Live.
For me, being a leader is all about being a servant, being willing to sacrifice for your teammates, taking away the ego, forgetting about the name on the back of your jersey and focusing on the logo on the side of the helmet, that NY. That's really what leadership is about.
Hi. Do you like fun? How about friends? Okay. What do you think about paying for things? Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
My love for the game is just a deep passion of football that I have. Been playing this game for so long now, you know, just putting my heart into it and bringing all the passion into it is what I try to do.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Stevie Brown. Let's take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals. And believe it or not, national media are a little concerned that this might be a trap game for the Giants. This is heading into Week 10. Cincinnati, not a great team right now. And then you guys have a bye week in Week 11. Do you, or any concern there in the locker room?
Nah, not at all. You know, that's the worst feeling, to go into a bye with a loss. So, you know, that's definitely not something that you want to do as a team at all. So that's what everybody talks about. You know, we want to get to 7-3. You know, we want to take another step forward and get into the playoffs and everything like that. And so we don't look at it as a trap game at all. We know it's a very important game, and we're definitely highlighting it, and we're ready for it.
Great. Let's take some calls. 201-939-4513. We kick it off in Connecticut. DJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and how are you, Stevie?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very good. Okay. Anita, I just wanted to bring up this point. This is an obvious point, but it's a very important one. The Giants must win after two sloppy games. One they won against Dallas, wasn't the best game they've played, and then the one against the Steelers wasn't a good game either. They have to win this game before going into the bye. Of course, we know the Giants, they do have the toughest schedule in football. Every single game is the biggest game of their season, but the Bengal game, especially because, as you just said, it may be a trap game. This is before the bye. They have to go into the game, into the bye week with a win. They have to stop Andy Dalton, Queen Ellis. They have to win this game. It's a very important game to win before the bye, and they should win.
Do you have a question for Stevie though?
Bengals.
No. Okay. Well, you heard what he had to say. Yeah, he feels it's a must win.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys feel the same way.
I'm with you, DJ.
All right, let's continue. We go to Indy. We have Tammy on the line. Tammy, welcome. Tammy, you there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking the call.
You're on with Stevie.
Yes, hi, Stevie.
How you doing,
Tammy? Hey, knowing that you've been to Oakland and to Indianapolis and now to New York, and you've been through your first hurricane and your snow, what is your preference on playing in an open dome or closed, and how does that affect your game?
It doesn't really matter. I did play in Indy. That was really the only open or only closed arena I've ever played in my career, It doesn't really affect it too much, you know. The cold weather, once it gets out here, that's just one thing you have to prepare for, you know. Just, you can't let that get to you. That's really the only thing. But other than that, nothing really affects the game whenever I'm out there playing.
Let's dive into the Cincinnati Bengals and your matchup, specifically quarterback Andy Dalton. Made the Pro Bowl last year. This year, somewhat of a sophomore slump. Talk about him as a quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. He makes his progressions. He has a very quick release. He throws a good ball. And, his receivers trust him. You can tell that on film. He doesn't really put anybody in a bad position. And they're able to make plays. But, you know, he's thrown a few picks this year. But overall, he's still a good quarterback.
What specifically do they do on offense? What's their offensive scheme predominantly?
It's a mixture of run and pass. Probably a little more pass than it is run. They have a great receiver in A.J. Green. They have a great tight end in Gresham. And, they're able to get those two the ball pretty well. And, they're a good balance. They're a very good balanced offense.
In talking about A.J. Green, question I wanted to throw your way is, A.J. Green the best wide receiver this Giants team has faced so far this year? And I'm going to throw out some names for you. Dez Bryant, Vincent Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Mike Wallace, Steve Smith. Is this the best wide receiver you'll face so far?
I don't know. I can't say he's the best, but he's probably not far from one of the tops that we played this year. He does a lot of things well. He runs good routes. He can go up and get the ball, and he catches the ball with his hands very well. And he does do all those things very well, but I don't know if I can say he is the best just yet.
Who is the best, in your opinion, in the league, in the NFL? Who would you consider as the best wide receiver?
I got a top three that could rotate any day.
Okay, give me the top three.
Between Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, and his name's escaped me down in Houston.
Andre Johnson.
That's it.
Andre Johnson.
Yes.
Let's talk about the tight end, Jermaine Grisham, a big part of the Cincinnati Bengals passing attack.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's a big guy. He can line up out there, and he can run. He can line up as a receiver. He can come into the box. So he's definitely somebody who can give up matchup problems. He does have the ability to go deep, and he has the ability to go across the mountain. You know, they can do a lot with him.
We have another caller. Let's try to get one more in before we have to let you go. We have Vinny calling in from New York. Vinny, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live. You're on with Stevie Brown.
Hey, Stevie. Hi, Anita. Great job this year, Stevie. You're really doing well. I was just wondering, last week with Chase Blackburn going down, I know he called the defensive plays, and, you know, Herzlick stepped in, you know. Was he calling the – I just want to know, was he calling the plays, and who's going to call the plays this weekend?
You know, it, whoever our Mike linebacker is going to be this week, I don't necessarily know who – if Chase is coming back this week or if Herz is still going to be up. You know, I don't know that situation. But whoever the Mike is this week, that's going to be the one calling the plays.
Last question before we do let you go. I want you to comment on the Cincinnati Bengals running back. Interesting, in the break, I said the law firm. You said who? Jarvis Green-Ellis. His nickname is the law firm. But your thoughts on him as a running back and being able to stop the run this week?
Yeah, he's a good running back. He's a big guy, but he's also still shifty at the same time. He can hit the hole. He can cut back. He can do a lot of different things. He can also receive out the backfield. And you're definitely right. We definitely have to fit all of our gaps whenever we're coming down to stop the run game, because he does have the ability to find the open gap and shoot through. He's a good, solid back for him.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time, and good luck this week in Cincinnati. It's time we make the switch, so we say goodbye to Stevie. John Schmelk joins us in studio. In the meantime, wide receiver Dominic Hixon visited a local veterans hospital. Let's check that out, and we'll be right back.
How you doing?
Dominic Petrolia, met with Community Help. We're so glad you could come to the veterans today.
I appreciate you inviting me. What's up? How you doing, man? How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Armstrong. I'm the CEO of Community Hope, and I'd like to welcome everybody here.
I know, coming from a military family, Dominic has firsthand knowledge of the sacrifices made both on and off the field.
I just appreciate, you know, everything that you guys have done for us. I don't think people understand enough that how much sacrifice goes into military families for our freedom. For us to live free, there's a price to pay, man. And you and everybody else, y'all pay that for it. That's why we go out on Sunday and play football. I'll see you at the game.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Good win, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, man. It's cool.
Definitely, man. I appreciate everything you do,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Is I gotta come more often, as long as I get the invite.
Today, I am proud to announce that MetLife is committing more than $40 million in capital to help fuel the development of supportive housing for our veterans.
We teamed up with MetLife. We came today, and we got to see the construction that they were doing on the housing facilities that the vets are going to be able to live in and stay in. How you doing, Dominic Hixon?
Oh, Al Poole. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Do I get to wear a hard hat?
I got to go and get them for you.
That's
how
what
many,
I'm talking
how
about.
How many people are going down so I can get stuff?
Can I drive a bulldozer?
I don't know about that. So as soon as you come in through this part, this is what you're going to see.
We're going to have a total of 64 units on the project for all the veterans.
Probably one of the greatest things that's happening right now is this project. I can tell you that from my heart, because I'm a veteran myself.
I'm just so glad to be here along with MetLife to see the great services that are provided here at Lions VA.
I got something for you.
Okay.
Thank you, bud. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm going to wear this with pride, man.
Yeah, we exchanged bracelets. I have What Would Jesus Do bracelets with my number and the Giants on them, and they gave me a Support Our Troop bracelets and a Veteran Crisis Line bracelet. So God bless, man. God bless.
Thank you.
Sure. It was great to hang out here with the vets. So it was cool to come back, hang out, you know, talk a little military, talk a little football, and just kind of, you know, reminisce.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. John Schmelk joins me in studio. We're going to continue to talk Giants and, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals matchup, and we're going to continue to take your calls. 201-939-4513. John, as always, we talk about what's been going on at practice, and first and foremost, unfortunately, linebacker Jaquan Williams as well as DB Kenny Phillips, not only are they did not practice today, they are out for the game, and we are not going to probably see them until after the bye week.
And you know what? And that, I think
think this is the prudent and smart thing to do. Both these players are coming back from fairly serious knee injuries. Give them the extra week with the bye coming up. Instead of playing them this week, they'll literally get an extra 2 full weeks of rest, so don't rush him back. The defense has been okay with Adams. Stevie Brown, who we just had on the show, has done an excellent job replacing Kenny Phillips. And between Michael Boley, looks like Keith Rivers is going to come back this week. They should have enough guys to replace Jaquan Williams as well, so don't take the chance. Play it safe. Smart move by the Giants.
Now, offensive lineman Chris Snead did not practice today. So what does that mean offensively for the offensive line going into this game? Hypothetically speaking, Chris Snead cannot go. Good problem to have. You move Deal to guard, and then you have Sean Locklear go back to right tackle?
Well, first thing I'll say is that I doubt that he's going to miss this game. Chris Snead is a tough guy. He hates missing games. Whenever an offensive line misses a game, the guys in the meeting room get on them. So I don't think Chris Snead is going to miss the game. But if he does and they decide to be conservative with him, I think you'll see David Deal move to guard, Sean Locklear will slide right back in at that starting right tackle spot. Everything's going to be fine.
And some good news, Ahmad Bradshaw, Hakeem Nicks, and Jace Blackburn all participated in practice today. Although they were limited, but they did participate.
Hey, look, Bradshaw, we're going to deal with this every week. He's only going to practice once, maybe twice a week on a good week. So don't worry about him. As for Hakeem Nicks, I think there was some level of concern for him when he showed up on Wednesday to practice and he had swelling in that troublesome knee again. So I think it was a good sign that he was able to work today. Makes it a little bit more positive for Sunday. But again, I think the Giants will be more careful with him if it comes down to it. You know, you want him good for the rest of the year. Don't rush him back. The bye's next week. If you can give him extra time, give him extra time. As for Chase Blackburn, my guess is he'll play this week.
Now, the Giants pass game, very out of rhythm. And not just this pass game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but really even Eli Manning said after the game, it's been 3 weeks that we just haven't been on the same page. So talk about what the issue is and what you think they're doing this week to correct that.
Yeah, I'll argue it's been about 3.5 games since the Giants' pass game looked like it should. That optimum efficiency, that was the first half against San Francisco. He had good numbers against Washington, but if you watch the game closely, he didn't seem like himself, and neither did the passing offense. I think there are a few different issues with that. One, I think Eli, to a certain extent, has fallen in love a little bit with making the big play.
Right.
When's the last time we saw him check down to a running back? When's the last time we saw a slant pattern to Dominic Hickson or Hakeem Nicks? Hakeem Nicks used to be the king of the slant. We just haven't seen that a whole lot. And I think part of this is Hakeem Nicks' injury, but he's focusing a lot on Victor Cruz. He seems to be the overwhelming target for Eli Manning. We saw Dominic Hickson have a lot of success earlier in the year. Maybe get him the ball a little more. Nicks has been healthier. Involve him. Involve Martellus Bennett. There are a number of different things you can do here to get the Giants back on rhythm. What I think will really help, though, is that bye week. That's the week the Giants do what they call a self-scout. They look at themselves, they review themselves on film, see what they can do better, and I think once they have a chance during the bye week to do that self-scout, I think you'll see some very impressive adjustments by Kevin Gilbride and company to get this offense clicking again.
I was talking to a few of the offensive linemen today, and we all know offensive linemen love to run the ball, and they feel the biggest challenge for them because of the passing game is not really doing well is because of the lack of consistency running the ball.
Well, balance keeps everyone honest, Anita.
Exactly.
It really does. It keeps linebackers at the line of scrimmage, safety at the line of scrimmage, then you run play action where Eli has more success than he has in traditional passing plays. You got to run the ball. Coach Coughlin wants balance. That's why.
We're going to take a quick break. We continue talking Giants and Cincinnati Bengals matchup and taking your calls. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
When it comes to leadership, I think it's something that has to come naturally. And, you know, you just have to come across with the right message. But at the same time, you can't only talk it, you have to walk it.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can make the pain go away. but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
To me, leadership isn't about what you say. It's not necessarily about what you do either. It's about how you do it. A lot of young guys watching me in every move that I make, and you know, you just got to go out there and do your job. That's what I feel as though leadership is about.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmelk, and you, 201-939-4513. John, before we get back to our callers,
we
talked about the running game before we took our break. I'm curious to get your thoughts. Do you feel this is a game that we're going to see a lot more of Andre Brown?
Well, I got to be honest. I think to a certain extent, Coach Coughlin is getting a little tired of this whole practice one day a week thing. Don't you remember how his face lit up early in the year when he's like, and Bradshaw is practicing 3 days a week?
Right.
I mean, he loves it. He wants his guys on the practice field. He doesn't think, frankly, they're as good on Sunday when they miss practice during the week. So I think we're going to see more and more Andre Brown as the season goes along if Ahmad Bradshaw's foot continues to give him trouble.
And we know the Bengals defense, they love coming at the quarterback. They love blitzing, so not sure how much David Wilson will see. But possibly a good dose of Andre Brown. Agree?
I think we might see a little David Wilson after the bye down the stretch. But I think right now this is a two-headed monster, Andre Brown and Bradshaw.
All right, let's head out to our callers. We have Kaiser calling in from Yonkers. Kaiser, welcome.
Good timing. I wanted to talk about the running game. With all the struggles that they're having recently, why not maybe throw a couple of screens to David Wilson, get him in space, let him make some moves, because it doesn't seem like we're able to get any holes and really blow downfield and go straight ahead that they were earlier in the season. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you use David Wilson as a traditional running back, at least not yet. Maybe down the road you can mix in some regular normal running plays. But for the time being, Kaiser, I'm with you. I think you can develop certain plays and packages to get David Wilson in space where he can use that speed to make big plays. And I think he had two of them. Screen plays, draw plays, maybe some counters, some tosses, some sweeps, something where he can get going, use his vision, use his explosion, and get this Giants offense a big play. That's what David Wilson can do. That's why they drafted him. You got to put him in the field, put him on the field, on offense in a position where he can succeed.
But again, the biggest concern in regard to using David Wilson, what we've heard from the coaching staff, is his lack of reading the blitz packages. And look at what the Bengals have done. I mean, their pass rush is one of the best in the NFL. They have 23 sacks so far this season.
That's why maybe you put him in spots where you don't think the Bengals are going to blitz. First and 10, second and short. Things like that, where you leave a couple tight ends in, perhaps, to pick up the blitz, and you use Wilson that way as a runner or as a screener. So I think there are ways you can use him where you don't let that weakness get exploited.
We talked about the Giants' passing game, how it's been struggling. Do you think they're going to have success against Cincinnati? Their secondary gives up a lot of big plays, and you just said Eli's in love with the big play right now.
Yeah, going back to the Giants' struggles, and this is connected, I think one of the reasons, honestly, the reason they've had trouble the last 2 weeks, they're playing two very good defenses. The Steelers and the Cowboys have the two best pass defenses in football, period. So it should be no surprise that the Giants struggle against them to a certain extent. And I do think they will get well a bit this week. The Giants have eaten Terrence Newman's lunch every time they face in the last 2 or 3 years coming over from Dallas. He's one of their starting corners. Adam Jones is a veteran there. Nate Clemens is a little over the hill. These are guys the Giants should be able to take advantage of and beat with their wide receivers.
All right, about a minute left in the show. Let's get your keys as always, John.
All right, I think one has to be win on third down. The Bengals, one of the worst teams in the league, converting on third down. You get them off the field. The Giants win that time of possession battle, something they have not been able to do. Number two, convert convert in the red zone. The Giants can't keep settling for field goals. And the Bengals are one of the worst red zone defenses in the league. Of their 11 goal-to-goal opportunities, they've allowed 11 touchdowns. So you got to get the ball in the end zone. Number three, protect the football. This is one of those games where you're the more talented team, you're better. If you play solid football, you win the football game. Don't turn it over.
Fantastic. Again, John Schmelk, Anita Marks, we want to thank Stevie Brown as well and you for joining us here on Giants.com. And a reminder as well, the show airs a little bit later on the week on Verizon Fios One. And we're here every Thursday, 4 o'clock on Giants.com. Have a great night, everybody.